This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The 18th century poet Thomas Gray is responsible for the often quoted phrase, "Where ignorance is bliss, 'tis folly to be wise." President Thomas Jefferson embellished that quotation with one of his own. He said, "If ignorance is bliss, why aren't more people happy?" British comedy writers John Lloyd and John Mitchison figured there must be more quotations like Jefferson's that aren't quite so well known, so they've put together an anthology of thousands under the title If Ignorance is Bliss. Here's one from the criticism category. It's from Groucho Marx. "I didn't like the play, but I saw it under unfavorable circumstances. The curtains were up." John Lloyd and John Mitchison joined us from the BBC in Oxford, England. John Lloyd, welcome.
Hello.
John Mitchison, welcome.
Hello.
All right, first big question. Why does the world need another book of quotations?
Well, there are so many available now, aren't there? And especially with the internet. I mean, the primary quotation sites have something like 100,000 quotations on each of them. And what we thought we would help people do is distill some of these things into the very, very best that we could find. And this book actually took 10 years to compile. And really, what it's about is what it leaves out. So that unlike, you know, perhaps more comprehensive books of quotations, which, you know, quote hundreds of pieces of Shakespeare in the Bible, we have only put in things that we both really like. Every quotation has been fought over as a particular favourite.
It was, I mean, twice as long that we started, more than twice as long that the sort of the file of quotations we had that we started with. So this is a sort of boiled down kind of rich soup of the very best.
You said it took 10 years to put this thing together. You know, I sort of imagine the two of you, I guess, sitting in the office of an old house in the middle of the English countryside, smoking pipes, surrounded by a mountain. Or did you just Google great quotes?
Oh, exactly. You've got it exactly right.
Yeah, you're not allowed to smoke pipes anymore in England, though.
Oh, right.
It's right. No, well, the thing is, one thing that's interesting is that we never set out to turn this into a book. It was just a labour of love. We used to collect quotations just for the heck of it and share them with each other. And last year we thought, hang on a minute, there's this huge file sitting here. If we like it this much, surely everybody else will. And it's brilliant for children's homework, for example. Great stuff for a history essay or an English essay. One of the things that we spent a lot of time doing, and John's a particular expert in this, is sourcing the quotations and really trying to nail who actually first said these things. They're often attributed to Oscar Wilde or Mark Twain for want of a better source.
Putting them in categories like that, it's a good way to organize it because you've got acting, you've got investments, you've got progress. So if you want a category, I mean, even something as innocuous as trees, you can go and find one. It seems like a great way to organize that pile of quotes you'd been collecting for 10 years.
It's a different way of organizing the genre, exactly. So that it's a kind of surprise generator, really, so that you think, oh, trees, well, I don't need to know about those. Well, you might have to be perhaps addressing your local society on gardening and you want something amusing to start with. But what you'll get in the book is a mixture of silly and funny and, as it were, Yogi Berra and stuff like that, but also some really thoughtful things and some interesting science and so on. And they jostle together so that you can pick up the book anywhere, really, and do this kind of roller coaster ride just as you've just thought, oh, I've had a good laugh, and then you'll get something that really make you think.
Yeah. Yeah, in that tree section, you've got Woody Allen. As the poet said, only God can make a tree, probably because it's so hard to figure out how to get the bark on.
I love that.
But then you also have, you know, the Chinese proverb, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, the second best time is now.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You say, I mean, some are very funny, and others are quite meaningful. Kabir, the Indian poet, in the crying section, I was impressed with. I came into the world, and everyone was laughing as I was crying. I leave the world, and everyone is crying, and I'm laughing.
Well, you know, if you had the sad business of having to go to a funeral, that would be something that you might think about, I think.
I want to read some quotes from your book, and you have to tell me who said them.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, so right. Unfair. I know, it is unfair, isn't it? Well, let's...
Go on, then, try us.
All right, we'll give it a go. All right, here's one. I want a one-armed economist so that the guy could never make a statement and then say, on the other hand.
Was that not Truman?
That was Truman, absolutely. I've made so many movies playing a hooker that they don't pay me in the regular way anymore. They leave it on the dresser.
Shirley MacLaine.
Very good, very good. Joy in the universe and keen curiosity about it all, that has been my religion. That's a tough one. That's
Einstein?
Hard. Nope.
Crikey.
I'll give you a hint.
It's a modern physicist?
It's John Burroughs.
Oh, right. Gosh. We failed there.
All right, well, here's one. Everyone should have a job they believe in, and this is mine. It's incalculable how much more cheerful one becomes when you're doing something you love and which you feel is adding value.
Ooh, dear. Oh, I know a great quotation on that subject. Thomas Carlyle, blessed is he that has found his work, let him ask no other blessing. I think that's wonderful, but I don't know the answer to that.
Well, it's actually John Lloyd.
Is it?
Yes.
Brilliant.
You gave an interview in The Scotsman.
And, oh, my goodness.
That's very, very funny.
It's never accurate, the newspapers. You
know. Of course not. Of course not.
Very funny, Leanne.
You know, that thought, though, goes right back, I think, to Confucius, who said that, you know, give a man a job and he loves and he'll never have to work again.
With all the quotations that you had gathered for this one book, are there more, enough for a second book? Are you keeping your ear out for what people are saying?
There are enough, actually, I'm sure. But quotations is one of those things. There ought to be a word for a good quotation. There isn't. A quotation can be dull or it can be, you know, ordinary. And these are different. They've got something about them which has got a zing to them. And John and I had this idea for years of actually making these into bathroom tiles so that when you got up in the morning and went into your shower, you'd be accompanied by, you know, Aristotle and Woody Allen and, you know, Groucho Marx and Copernicus and George Bernard Shaw. And this wisdom of the ages and wit and cheerfulness would be coming at you like a great gush of water, you know. And what a fantastic thing that would be.
John Mitchison and John Lloyd are the authors of If Ignorance is Bliss, Why Aren't There More Happy People? Smart Quotes for Dumb Times. They joined us from the BBC studios in Oxford. And before I say goodbye, I want to let you know that if you'd like to share some of your favorite quotations, go to our blog, npr.org/soapbox. John Lloyd and John Mitchison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.